Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Demystifying the Journey of Life, Before and After Death Conversations with Aziz Book 3, by Lee Harris and Diana Edwards, is a spirituality and metaphysical title presented in an interview format. It is the third and final volume in the Conversations with Aziz series. Built from channeled conversations in which Harris conveys teachings from a group consciousness he refers to as the Aziz, while Edwards, a psychotherapist, guides the discussion through focus questions. This installment centers on death, dying, reincarnation, karma, and what it means to live and die with greater awareness. Rather than offering a doctrinal religion or a clinical handbook, the book aims to reduce fear and confusion around end-of-life themes by framing death as a transition within a larger multidimensional view of the soul. A distinctive element highlighted in public descriptions is a moving conversation involving Edward's friend Kelly, recorded near the end of her life, grounding the metaphysical themes in lived human experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, death and dying as a transformational process. A central topic in this final volume is the reframing of death and dying from an ending into a transformative passage. In the conversational structure, Edwards asks grounded, human questions that many readers carry privately, what actually happens as we approach death, why the process can feel frightening, and how to relate to it without denial or fatalism. The Aziz perspective, as presented through Harris, emphasizes a broader view of identity in which the self is not limited to the physical body or a single lifetime. Within that frame, dying can be approached as a shift in state rather than an annihilation. The book also links this perspective to conscious living, suggesting that how we meet loss, impermanence, and change while alive influences how we experience major transitions. Because the material is delivered through dialogue, the emphasis is less on abstract metaphysical claims and more on addressing common anxieties with practical reassurance and spiritual context. For readers facing grief, caregiving, or personal fear of death, the topic functions as an invitation to replace avoidance with a steadier inner relationship to mortality. Secondly, reincarnation and the continuity of the soul. The book explicitly includes reincarnation among its core themes, using it to explore continuity, what carries forward beyond one life, and why a soul might choose varied experiences across lifetimes. In this presentation, reincarnation is not treated as trivia about past lives, but as a lens for meaning-making. When life is seen as part of a longer arc, painful events and unexpected turns can be held within a wider context, even if they remain difficult on a human level. The conversational approach allows the authors to keep the discussion accessible, returning repeatedly to questions of lived relevance, how a belief in ongoing soul experience might change the way we relate to purpose, endings, and relationships. Importantly, the series format positions this book as a culminating exploration, so reincarnation appears alongside other transition themes such as dying, grief, and the nature of spiritual identity. For spiritually curious readers, the value is not that the book offers proof, but that it offers a coherent interpretive framework that can soften existential fear and encourage a long view of growth, learning, and healing. Thirdly, karma and the ethics of cause and consequence. Another stated focus is the nature of karma, discussed in relation to both life choices and what is sometimes assumed to follow after death. In many spiritual traditions, karma can be presented in overly simplistic ways, as reward and punishment, or as fixed destiny. This volume approaches the subject through inquiry, using Edwards' questions to clarify how karmic patterns might be understood without reducing complex human realities to blame. In a framework centered on conscious living and dying, karma becomes less a cosmic scorecard and more a way to reflect on patterns, responsibility, and the ripple effects of intention and action. The discussion also links karma to healing and liberation. If patterns can be seen, they can be met with awareness, and awareness can create options. For readers dealing with grief or life transitions, this treatment of karma can serve as a stabilizing lens, helping them interpret repeating themes in relationships and life decisions without collapsing into fatalism. The emphasis remains on practical orientation, what can be learned, what can be released, and how to live with greater integrity. Fourthly, conscious living and conscious dying as a single practice. Public descriptions of the audiobook and book highlight conscious living and dying as a major theme, suggesting an integrated approach rather than treating end of life as a separate subject. The premise is that the way we relate to the present moment, to our emotions, and to the truth of impermanence forms the foundation for how we meet major thresholds. In dialogue, Edwards helps translate spiritual concepts into everyday application, keeping the focus on how a reader might actually embody the teachings. This includes cultivating awareness, softening resistance to change, and building an inner relationship to peace that is not dependent on external certainty. Within this topic, death is not used as a morbid fixation, but as a clarifying truth that can bring priorities into focus. The book, therefore, functions as both a contemplative exploration and a call to live more deliberately. For those who are not facing imminent loss, the subject can still offer practical benefits by encouraging honesty, presence, and a values-based life that reduces regret and increases emotional readiness for life transitions. Lastly, a real-life perspective on transition through the conversation with Kelly. A distinctive feature noted in official descriptions is a poignant conversation involving Edward's friend Kelly, recorded as she neared the end of her life. This element matters because it grounds the channeled and metaphysical material in a lived human moment, where uncertainty, tenderness, and courage are not theoretical, rather than functioning as a case study with clinical claims. The inclusion of this conversation is best understood as an experiential counterweight. It shows how the themes of dying, meaning, and spiritual perspective can intersect with real emotional complexity. For many readers, such a segment can offer companionship and validation, especially if they are navigating terminal diagnosis in their circle or wrestling with anticipatory grief. It also supports the book's stated purpose of demystifying, not by asserting provable outcomes, but by bringing the subject closer to ordinary human language and felt experience. In a genre where abstract reassurance can sometimes feel detached, this conversation helps the book remain intimate and relatable, while staying aligned with its broader focus on transition, soul continuity, and conscious presence. This book is best suited to spiritually inclined readers who want a compassionate, structured way to contemplate mortality without turning the topic into either dogma or despair. It can also speak to people who are grieving, supporting a loved one, or simply feeling a quiet anxiety about what death means. Because it frames end-of-life questions within a broader view of the soul and emphasizes how awareness changes the experience of transition, readers interested in channeling, metaphysical teachings, and modern spiritual guidance will likely appreciate the clarity provided by the interview format, where Diana Edwards asks grounded questions that keep the conversation connected to ordinary life. The practical benefit is less about step-by-step technique and more about orientation reducing fear, reframing endings, and encouraging conscious living so that life feels more intentional. What helps this volume stand out in its category is the combination of channeled material with psychotherapeutic style inquiry, which can make abstract spiritual ideas easier to digest, and the inclusion of a deeply personal conversation with Kelly near the end of her life, which gives the themes emotional immediacy. As a closing installment in the series, it aims to bring the conversation to its most universal threshold and, in doing so, invites readers into a steadier relationship with change, loss, and meaning. If you would like to support Lee Harris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.